Welcome back, everyone, to Explore Pirkei Avos. We're going to learn today Chapter 3, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7, the second half of the Mishnah. And it says, Rabbi Shimon, Oymer Rabbi Shimon says, HaMahalech Baderech, someone who's walking on the way, V'shoyne, and he's learning. He's learning Torah. So he's going on a journey and he's learning. U'mafsik m'mishinosay, and he stops his learning, he interrupts his learning, V'oymer, and he says, Manoe ilon zeh, Umanoe nirze, how beautiful is this tree? How beautiful is this plowed field? In other words, he observes his beautiful surroundings. Mailalov akosov, the pasuk considers it as if kilu mischayev benafshoy, as if he's liable to the death penalty. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean that literally, but it means the mefarshim explains it's dangerous. He's putting himself in danger. In other words, this Mishnah is trying to impress upon us the concept of bitul Torah, of not interrupting one's learning, the importance of using every spare moment for limud haTorah, for learning Torah. However, the Mefarshim ask a question. Why is it relevant here what the person is doing, number one, that he's traveling, and why is it relevant what he's saying, that this tree is beautiful or this plowed field is beautiful? Isn't the point here that a person stops learning? Could say a person was learning Torah and stopped. Why is it relevant that the person was going on a journey, a mahalich baderech? Why is it relevant that he observes his surroundings when he stops learning? The point is that he stops learning. So the Bar Tanura, the Rav, the one of the main mefarshim on the Mishnah, he explains that actually no, of course it means anyone who stops learning and does anything and just talks about the weather is also a problem. The reason why he mentions someone is going on a journey and he observes its surroundings, because that's like the normal thing. The normal thing is you're traveling, you look up, you see a beautiful view, you point it out to people, you say, how beautiful is this view? In other words, it's sort of like the normative situation over here that a person would stop learning for. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, make sure you don't stop learning. Alternatively, he says that there's a chidush, there's a novelty in this Mishnah. And what it's saying is even though when you stop learning, what did you do? You didn't talk nonsense. You observed the world, which is the idea of that is to observe the beauty of Hashem's creations, which will bring you to praise Hashem. You say, Baruch Shekach Elohei Ba'olamai, blessed is Hashem that He created such a world. Marabu Masecha Hashem, how beautiful is the world that Hashem created. Nevertheless, he gets punished. In other words, learning Torah, what's very important to understand is, although of course it's important to realize the greatness of Hashem through His creations, but that does not come to the importance, doesn't come to the anywhere near the importance of learning Torah. Torah is Hashem's wisdom, and when we observe the world, ultimately we're using our own wisdom to discover the world. Yes, it's Hashem's creations, but the world is not analyzing Hashem's wisdom. Analyzing Hashem's chokhmah is found in the Torah. That is how we have access to Hashem's perspectives, Hashem's wisdom. And that's why even though if a person is learning Torah and interrupts his learning to observe the beauty of Hashem's creations, even that's a problem. The Ksav Sofer says a little bit of a deeper pshat here. And he says, what does it mean a mahalich baderech? Someone's going on a journey. So there's two paths. Derech can also mean like a path. There's two paths in life. It says there's the path of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was toirosoi umnosoi, who would just learn a whole day. He wouldn't even emphasize so much mitzvahs. His entire occupation was learning Torah. However, the Gemara says that many people tried to do like Rashbi, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but it didn't work. That's not the normal path for the regular person. Most people are expected to go to work. Most people are expected to do other things other than learning. In other words, that's not the problem. The problem is actually not doing other things, because we have to make a living. We have to go to work. We have to interact with the outside world. It's a mitzvah to go to work and make a living. However, one has to feel pain while doing that. A person shouldn't say, I want to go to work. A person should say, I have to, because of what can I do? This is the way Hashem set up His world, that I have to go to work in order to make money. But really, where do I want to be? I want to be in the Beis Medrash. I want to be in the shul. I want to be learning Torah. I want to be involved in a godly experience. I'm not interested in dealing with the world. That's not where my interest lies. And that's the deeper pshat in the Mishnah. Hamahalech baderech. Someone who goes on the normative path, the derech, the normative way of not always learning Torah. So Vishoyna, he sometimes learns, but umafsik mimishinasa, he stops learning. And that's fine. That's not the problem. But what's the problem? For Omer, the problem is, he says, Manoe ilonze, how beautiful is this tree? How beautiful is this plow field? In other words, he admires his worldly pursuits. He loves, he has an enjoyment, he has a geschmack, as we say in Yiddish, in his worldly pursuits. That's the problem. The problem isn't that he stopped learning. The problem is that he enjoys the fact that he has to interact with the world, and his desire does not lie in only learning Torah. So yes, of course, we're not always learning Torah. We're regular people. But our desire, our ratzon, our tainug, our geschmack, our pleasure needs to be in learning Torah and in nothing else. Have a wonderful day.